Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Attention, Massachusetts. It's hot outside. Record-breaking heat today has led cooling centers to open, caused some schools to close, and sent people scrounging for shade. WBUR's Quincy Walters sent out in Boston to find out how people are dealing with the heavy dose of heat and humidity.
When you're 6 years old and it's hot as heck outside, where do you go to chill out?
At the frog pond.
Melania Perez says she spent the day jumping around in the water in the wading pool on Boston Common.
There's no running. I repeat, no running. Please do not touch the fountain and do not climb on, over, or under the fence.
Even in places that don't have those rules, a lot of people are limiting their movement. Several construction sites downtown look deserted. On the common, construction worker Kevin Roach is taking a break from a building demolition. He's sitting on a bench in the shade near a fountain, trying to keep cool.
You just gotta power through. You think about that shower at the end of the day, and that's what it's about.
His coworker tells him not to forget about the cold beer at the end of the day. Sitting under an umbrella-covered table, Dennis Boulay is sipping melted ice cream. Boulay calls himself a chalk artist. He does drawings almost every day around the common.
I try to keep the old school alive, like I'll do Mighty Mouse or Tom and Jerry or Bugs Bunny and, you know, the old crew.
And have you done anything today, or?
Absolutely not. No, it's just way too hot. I'm just drinking my water, staying in the shade, hydrating, and keeping my health.
You'd think with the hot weather, people would raid slushy stands, right? But Carmen Gutierrez, who works a stand right outside the Park Street T station, says...
Not really.
And why do you think that is?
Probably too hot to walk around.
And are you staying cool, or...?
I'm working on my tan.
But the customers may return in the next day or so. Forecasters say it'll still be toasty but not brutal tomorrow, and will get cooler after that. Definitely more conducive to getting out and about. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.